Now joined with head coach of the Salmon Arm Silverbacks, Tyler Shattuck. Tyler, obviously a great start in the series. You guys up 2-0 and picked up a 6-3 victory on Saturday night at home. Walk me through that game on Saturday night, and what did you like?
Yeah, I thought that might have been one of our better games of the year. I thought we stuck to it. It's not like it came easy to us. We were down twice, but we kind of stuck to it. Ended up getting equalizing goals twice, kind of right after they had scored. So it was important for our group to show some resiliency there, and then we kind of turned it on in the second half, which was really nice to see as well. So happy with the two at home, but we obviously have to do a job here on the road so that we can keep that home ice advantage.
And you briefly touched on in there, but that second period from your group was definitely obviously great to watch for the fans and a great period for your team. You guys get four in the middle frame. What can you say about that? And was there any adjustments you guys made going in from the first period to the second? Or is it just overall the team coming together?
Yeah, I think we're happy with our first. I think we made two obviously glaring mistakes that ended up in the back of our net, which at this time of the year, obviously they hurt you more than kind of normal. So I don't think our group was all that mad about our first period. Even being down, it was good to see us that we came and we were ready for the second. It was a very, very similar period to in the regular season when we're here, when we had a really good period and we were down 1-0 and we kind of went the other way on that one. So it was good to see us bounce back, have a good period. I mean, the most important thing was everybody was playing and everyone was playing fast. So got production from everybody, and that's what we're going to need here to kind of keep going forward.
And speaking of that production, we talked about it quite a bit in the regular season, scoring from up and down your lineup. 7 goals out of the 8 in the series have been from different scores from your group, and 2 of those from defensemen. So what can you say about the production from coming up and down the lineup?
Yeah, it's important. I think it's what we envisioned with our team throughout the year and before the year even started, is that's kind of how our team was going to be built. So it's nice to see that it's kind of going that direction in the most important time of the year, and everybody's understanding that they can contribute in certain different ways. So hopefully we can continue with that here, especially on the road. It'll be nice to get everybody out there and obviously make it difficult on those guys to understand who to match up against and do all that kind of stuff. So as long as we can kind of continue with that pace of play through all 4 of our lines there, we should be hard to defend.
And a player that of note for these first two games for you guys, CJ Foley, 4 points over those first two games, but obviously a great look on the defensive side of the puck as well. He's progressed as the season has moved on for you guys. What can you say about his play over the first two games?
Yeah, I think he's, I mean, if not the best, one of the best players in the series here so far. I think his tempo and his dynamic ability to skate and kind of break out the puck has been a huge advantage for us here in the first two games. So there was things to learn with CJ, and I think that he was diligent all year at learning the defensive side of the game, which is now allowing him, I think, a little bit more to lead into that offensive side because he gets to take care of his defensive responsibilities so quickly. So we look for him to keep being a difference maker for us back there and our team, and hopefully he continues to play like he has been.
And last question for you, the series switches over to Prince George here tonight. Obviously you know what you're going to get from this Prince George group. So what's going to be the key to success for your group here tonight?
Yeah, we got to keep pucks moving. So obviously a smaller rink, they're built to play in this rink with some big bodies that are going to try to eat as much ice as possible against us here. So it's one of those things, is we got to make sure that we're not getting bogged down in the offensive zone. We got pucks moving, we got guys rotating. If not, those big guys back there are going to make it tough on us down low, and we're not going to be able to generate a ton of offense. So just our pace of play, pucks moving offensively, and then stay with our physicality. I think we've been really good in that department in the first two.
Awesome. Thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
And welcome back in. Now please be joined with number 13 of the Salmon Arm Silverbacks, Matthew Borgo. Matt, obviously been a great start for your team. 2-0 to start here, and your line between yourself, Reed Varcone, and Brandon Santuana has been all over it. What can you say about the chemistry that you guys have formed early on and the start you've seen in these first two games?
Yeah, I think we show some really great looks with our line here. Just being physical all the time and, you know, outworking the other team. So I think that's our kind of our motto going to playoffs, is hard work. And you know, I think our play spoke for itself during those past two games.
And you guys obviously started off with a big 2-0 start there at home in front of a great crowd in Salmon Arm. Series switches over now to Prince George. What do you feel like the play style is going to differ from your games in Salmon Arm to here in Prince George?
Obviously a smaller rink here, so going to have to move the puck pretty fast. It's not going to be a lot of space in the O-zone, so going to be tough for Trace on offense. We just got to get inside ice and put more pucks at the net, and I think we'll do good.
And this is your second chance of going to the BCHL postseason. You've obviously thrived in that regard so far. So what is it for yourself that helps you bring your game to that next level?
Kind of like I said earlier with our line here, just being physical and doing the little details, whether it's on the back check, forecheck, you know, to make sure we stay above pucks. And like I said, putting lots of pucks in that. But yeah, for me, I think just playing physical is a big part of my game here, and I think it's helped me so far.
And you guys met Prince George 7 times over the regular season, 5 times over the last 6 weeks, and now 2 games to start here. Very familiar with this group. You know what you're going to get on most nights, a very physical group. So how do you guys impose your own will against that, and what have you learned over the course of the season against this team?
I mean, kind of like you said, we have to impose our game to them, right? We can't just watch them play. They're a good team defensively. Kind of like I said, what I said earlier, we've got to get inside ice, put lots of pucks at the net. You have a new goalie here in net, so that'll be crucial today. And then, yeah, just be more physical than them, or outwork them all the time, and that's what leads to our success.
Awesome. Thanks so much for your time, and good luck tonight.
Thanks, Tony.
Now joined with Alex Even, the head coach of the Prince George Bruce Kings. Alex, obviously talking about the first 2 games up in Salmon Arm. You guys put up 2 solid performances, and then the first game as well, very close. But overall, when you're taking a look at those first 2 games, what are your main takeaways, and what are you hoping to work on here at home for the next 2?
Yeah, the first game was close. I thought both teams played well. It could have gone either way. Goalies were great. You know, I thought we as a team had lots to build off into game 2. Unfortunately, we weren't able to do that. I thought we had a very subpar performance for our team. You know, got to give credit to our opponent. I thought they played a well-played 60-minute effort. We were on the other side of that. Now we're at home. We got to try to take care of our home games here.
And obviously you guys met up with Salmon Arm 7 times in the regular season, 2 times now in the playoffs, so 9 times in total. What do you see from that group? And in order for you guys to slow them down and get a big victory here tonight, what does your group need to do?
I think against any team, you want to limit time and space. I think for us, we're giving up you know, a lot of bad gap. And they got some very skilled players on that team that will make a play. So for us, we're hoping to, you know, play a lot tighter and you know, let the chips fall from there. But that's a big key for us, is limiting, making sure our gaps are tight tonight.
And out of your guys' 4 goals in the series so far, you have 4 different goal scorers, so getting contributions from a couple different players. Is that a key to your success here going forward, and just trying to get those contributions from up and down the lineup?
Well, I think that would be a great thing for any team, is if you can get contributions from whether it's the back end, you know, third, fourth lines, first lines, power plays. You know, ultimately, I think that's the goal. For our team to be successful, we definitely need everybody going.
And taking a look at the goaltender side for your group, obviously a lot of shots against in the game 2 decision against Salmon Arm. Jordan Fairley made quite a few big saves, but potentially a switch here tonight. Is this more so an opportunity just to get your team trying going? And obviously Aiden Fedema had a great regular season against Salmon Arm in the couple games that he played.
Yeah, you know, I thought Jordy was good after the game was 5-3. I think he made that score maybe closer than it was. I actually didn't like some of the goals that were our team gave up there in the second period, but if it's Aiden tonight, you know, he's been very good in the second half. He's put up 7, I think, of his 9 starts were wins, and you know, Jordy's lost 8 starts in a row. So you know, we have a decision to make between the pipes, and if it's Aiden, we have full confidence in him.
And last question for you, taking a look at your captain, Colton Cameron. He's played a lot for you guys over the first 2 games. Definitely a player that you can see on the ice and very prominent for your group. So what is it about his play that helps you guys in the leadership style as well, and he's able to carry your team with that?
Yeah, well, his play needs to be better tonight than it was last game. So usually when he's on, he's a good defender. He's physical. It closes time and space. He's good on breakouts. We need him to be that tonight.
Awesome. Thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
No problem.